The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 15th day of March 2005. And as promised, and we're going to try to deliver this in a two-hour package to you fine folks out there, the issue that we're going to be talking about today is Morgellons and what it is. The Morgellons disease. I'm going to be talking to Dr. Douglas Buckner, Dr. Schwartz. Dr. Buckner is the associate director, and we'll find out of who he's directing and what the organization is. Dr. Schwartz has been doing medical journals and writing reports on Morgellons disease. And I'm going to just give you a thumbnail sketch here, ladies and gentlemen. The majority of individuals reporting symptoms of Morgellons disease, well, they reside in three states, California, Texas, and Florida. Several district cluster areas of the disease have been noted in, and this is in the order of their cluster density. In other words, how many people are affected: Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, and Austin, Texas. Now, physicians treating patients with this disease believe that it involves a novel organism. The organism has been difficult to identify, but appears to infect individuals whose immune systems have been altered by Lyme's disease, also known as Lyme borreliosis. I do believe that's the correct pronunciation. The foundation is working to identify this novel organism and to determine the source of this disturbing crawling, stinging, and biting sensations experienced by people with this disease. Most individuals with the disease report non-healing skin lesions, which are associated with highly unusual structures. These structures can be described as fiber-like or filamentous, and are most striking feature of the disease. In addition, many people consistently report finding objects described as black specks, granules associated with their skin and skin lesions. The granules have also been described as sand or seeds, but are often seen to have fibers emerging from one end. Pretty scary stuff. The elongated fibers are often twisted into balls, what appears to be bundles of fiber. As they grow within the skin, many people refer to these bundles as fiber balls or fuzz balls or lint balls. Remember the ghost balls that we used to talk about? That's right, running under your bed as a child. Your mother always telling you to get those dust balls. Now, these fibers are clearly, they're like a hafnia-like structure, and yet due to their immense size, 150-plus microns wide, they don't fall within the description of known hyphae or pseudohyphnia. The fibers are most often white but are consistently seen as blue, black, and rarely red. The fibers exhibit a high degree of autofluorescence and are not, repeat, not textile-derived. Can this stuff be possibly growing in your skin? And where is it coming from? Well, we'll talk about that right after this short break.
I can't. can't believe it.
It's really, it's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Morgellons Research Foundation. I have online Dr. Douglas Buckner. He's Associate Director, and Mary Lito, the Executive Director. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And I understand that Doug is conferenced with you?
That's right.
And
I'm right here.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Dr. Buckner. Now, Mary, if you would, explain the organization and what your motivation was founding this organization, and how long have you been doing this?
Okay, I'll just start at the beginning. About 3.5 years ago, my then 2-year-old son, Drew, had a skin condition which was diagnosed by multiple physicians as eczema. It was pretty severe. And when he became verbal, he started telling me that he felt bugs in his skin. And I started really looking at his skin closely, and I assumed maybe he had contracted scabies. So we treated him with the typical scabicidal cream for scabies, which is Actisan. And when I rubbed it into his skin lesion areas, things came out of his skin that I didn't understand. I thought they were scabies initially, and because I'm a biologist, I had a microscope at home, and I looked at them with the microscope, and what I saw were not scabies but fibers, just very strange bundles of fibers which I didn't understand. So I went and did some searching and found nothing that I thought could explain this. And I went to a message board for scabies and met several people there who, when I described the fibers that I found in his skin, assured me that this was not scabies, that it was an infectious disease that no one really understood and that doctors were ignoring. And for the adults that had this condition, they were said to be delusional. And that was their, where these people had been stuck, some of them for a decade, trying to get recognition of this disease, which was seen as purely delusional.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because my exposure to this, I have a friend of a friend that I was introduced to this woman, and she was describing this symptom or this disease where her skin was crawling. She was itching her scalp until clumps of her hair was coming out. And I must admit that I thought this was more psychosomatic, that she had some kind of skin disease, but it wasn't life-threatening, and it was more psychosomatic or paranoid than anything else. And I was wrong. Now, I'm thinking, you mentioned about the doctors. What do they get their information out of? The American Medical Association journals, JAMA, or whatever the case may be. Now, I don't know if it's so much the doctors are ignoring this or they are just not trained in it. Because
right.
There seems to be a lot of ignorance and apathy about this. Until it's talked about in medical journals, it doesn't seem to be real to these people.
Well, one of the problems is the condition that's known as delusional parasitosis that most of these people receive a diagnosis of. One of the symptoms of that, or one of the clues the physicians have, is what's called the matchbox sign of delusional parasitosis. Anytime someone takes something in a matchbox or a Ziploc bag or a slide to their physician and claim that it's coming out of their skin, that's supposed to be a clue to the physician that this person has this psychosomatic disorder. But it's very logical for these people to take samples in because they know that this is associated with the infection in their skin. They know it has to be some type of clue or evidence. So naturally, they take this in, but as soon as they take these samples in, that's a hallmark sign, and they're really not looked at any further.
Well, and most people, if they describe to a doctor a skin disease, or a lot of times the doctors will look for lice or, you know, the creepy crawlers that attach themselves to our physical beings throughout our life from time to time. But you're exactly right. I mean, and even my reaction being a lay person in this area, my first reaction to this was, well, it's got to be psychosomatic, because you don't sit around and pull fine threads out of your arm. It just doesn't happen. Do we still have our folks here?
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
But that's correct. So when the person describes an insect and the physician looks for an insect, he finds these fibers, if he looks at all, and assumes that there is nothing here because he's only looking for certain things and he's not seeing those certain things, so he's ignoring the other things that he's seeing, assuming that these threads, these fibers are from textiles, are from clothing, and they're not looked at any further than that. So you're right.
Okay. And Mr. Buckner.
Yes.
Yes. And your involvement in the Morgellons Research Foundation, you're the associate director. What are you doing with this foundation? How long have you been associated with it?
Mary and I have been in contact with each other probably for three or 3.5 years or so. I originally contracted this Morgellons back in 97 and went through and traveled all the roads all the other people have traveled, going to multiple doctors, some 31 doctors, and receiving no treatment, no diagnosis, except suggestions of delusions of parasitosis. And ended up doing my own investigation and research. I'm a biologist, taught biology for 24, 25 years and looked through microscopes just about every day during that period of time, and was pretty good. And when I contracted this, I said, well, just take some samples and look and see what this is. And I did, and what I saw was something I'd never seen before. I could not identify it, particularly talking about the fibers and the granules. As a result, I did go into more research and ended up with a mycoplasma organism and self-treated for the mycoplasma, which involved doxycycline for a two-year period, on and off cycling. And also, in consultation with some doctors who originally treated for lyme scabies, did some lindane quail and some pesticides, which did nothing more than make myself toxic and made my environment toxic. So I had to go through some detoxing. One thing I'd like to point out right here is so many of the people do become, particularly after not receiving a diagnosis, they do self-treat with a variety of pesticides, and they end up becoming toxic themselves. They're poisoning themselves. And as a result, they simply make themselves quite sicker. This is one of the reasons it's so important that we get the medical community to look at this and come up with some type of diagnosis other than these people out poisoning themselves in the environment.
Well, and that's an important point, because the individual that I'm familiar with that has this went to extremes. I mean, they went through the doctor routine, doctor, you know, there's something wrong with me here. Please tell me what it is. And she was being treated with topical ointments and whatnot, and this was not helping her. And one of the things that I thought was aberrant behavior is that it got so bad with this woman, she actually soaked herself in Clorox bleach in a bathtub, straight bleach.
That's not unusual.
To try to self-treat herself to get rid of this. At that time, she was thoroughly convinced it wasn't perceived disease. I mean, she at least had it down to the point that she figured it was either cutaneous or subcutaneous, that she at least took that step to try to bleach the critters out of her skin.
Lots of people have tried that. Kerosene and the variety of anything you can buy at Walmart. There have been a great many varieties of combinations of pesticides, chemicals, as well as herbals, some of which of the herbals have been somewhat successful, but not necessarily a complete cure. The other really serious part that concerns me is after the people go through the treatment from the doctors, no diagnosis, they are physically too tired, a lot of them, to actually work. Chronic fatigue is one of the symptoms. They're also somewhat embarrassed because they have the lesions. They feel like they're infecting other people. And in essence, they either lose everything or they are very concerned they're going to lose anything. They're helpless. They get no help. And some of them are actually committing suicide because of this.
Well, and some of the symptoms that you mentioned here, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, brain fog or cognitive decline. This could be misdiagnosed as ADHD, mood disorder. Could be even described as bipolar disorder. Joint swelling and pain, rapid visual or neurological decline, autoimmune disease, hair loss. Many of the common additional symptoms appear to be related to inflammation. Now, any doctor, and what really concerns me, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's the disease itself and how fast is it spreading. But what's the identifiable source on this? Now, I had seen a research paper, at least a cursory research paper, dated back to 1935. But if this has been around, is it increasing the frequency of the infection, and how is it being passed along?
Well, we don't know how it's being passed, and I'm asked that question frequently from school districts where there are teachers working, et cetera, and I don't know the answer to that. No one knows the answer because it has not been studied officially by a health department, which is what we have tried very hard to do. We've tried in the state of Texas for 7 months dialoguing with the Texas Department of Health.
Okay. Mary, hang on to that thought. Dr. Buckner, and we've also got Dr. Schwartz and Ken Crowles in the wings. We'll be right back.
When's the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
All right, folks, we're back. We're trying to get our gray matter wrapped around this heretofore undisclosed, or at least not discussed in polite circles, a bacteria that seems to get in to invade the body, leaves behind what's been described as fuzzballs or lint balls. I've got Dr. Schwartz that has been writing some medical journals on this subject. Dr. Schwartz, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm glad you were able to join us here. Now, you also have with you Ken Crowles, and Ken, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Ken, and what is your function within the Morgellons research?
I do the media and public relations on a national level to bring about awareness of the Morgellons disease through the media.
All right. Just as long as I've got everybody online. Now, at any given time, and Dr. Buckner and Mary, any time that you want to jump in, I want to bring Dr. Schwartz in and talk about his writings. Dr. Schwartz, how did you get interested in, when did you find out about this, and what have you discovered so far in your research?
Well, in a nutshell, I had a patient with a very severe case of a disease. I'd never heard of Morgellons Research Foundation or anything, but I had a patient who had the threads, who had lesions, but hers was getting to be life-threatening. And the cultures came back negative, so I decided I'd better find the cause. And eventually I did, through aspiration deep into the muscles and the areas which were affected, and the laboratory was not able to culture the bacteria that could be seen. Finally, we used special techniques and discovered the cause. Now, since that time, I have spoken to at least 50 to 100 doctors, you know, who are patients. We've had remarkable success. When I tell you remarkable, it's almost like day and night. Within 72 hours, the people are out of bed. Some have been bedridden for years. And the cause is a bacteria, an unusual one, which produces fibrin or threads. It also has multiple flagella, little swimming devices, and that accounts for the experience underneath the skin. Now, having uncovered the cause of this, and I have since had it confirmed by other physicians who I've also instructed how to do the cultures, and we've in fact identified this organism, this particular one, as the cause. Now, people wonder where it's coming from. Well, it turns out it's found in the water supply. Particularly, we've discovered that a third of the French bottled waters, up to a third, contain this organism. And heretofore, the relationship with Lyme disease, it doesn't really exist, except that Lyme people may have an impaired immunologic system, which makes them more susceptible. In other words, there's no real direct relationship with Lyme's through our studies. But what we've discovered is that people who are impaired in any way, through cancer or anything like that, are at high risk. But then it turns out that it's diabetes, and then it turns out that it's people who are just under enormous stress and strain with work who have periods of lowered immune system who are able to get this disease. And the disease involves three dominant elements. One are lesions, secondly are threads, and the third are the creepy, crawly sensation. These seem to be consistent amongst the entire populations, plus all of the other side symptoms, the brain fog and the muscle aches and the fibromyalgias. But those three things allow for a diagnosis. We uncovered the antibiotic which is most effective for this condition and have now applied it in at least 100 cases. And the difference is absolutely staggering.
And what antibiotic is that, doctor?
Well, we've been using, and we can't use for people who are allergic to sulfa drugs, but we've been using the sulfa drugs, the Ceftriaxone, in a larger than usual dose, so it has to be monitored by a physician, in a triple dose, two tablets three times daily. And as a result of that, and the doctors who have called me, and I'm serious about 50 to 100, now I think that it's wrong to impugn them. These doctors who call me are totally well-meaning and totally confused by their patients. They absolutely, you know, want to know the cause, and when they speak to me, they are so delighted to find out what it is and that there's a treatment. And then they call me back and they're saying, I didn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. 3 days, and the major symptom that goes away first is the creepy crawly. Now, what they've done is, it said, some people have to take a secondary antibiotic, but the dominant one is the sulfa drug at a three times dosage, and within 72 hours, the crawling sensation is usually gone, and the lesions begin to heal.
What is the sulfa drugs? The bacteria, is it toxic to them, or they just don't like it? Or
well, it's like many infections, unfortunately, it's a bacteriostatic mostly, meaning that it doesn't necessarily kill them, but it just impairs their multiplication. And the organism, as I said, I'll give you the name of it, and it sounds like a long, long name, Stenotrophomonas multifilia. It's a relative of a more common organism called Pseudomonas. It's an organism which has been in our environment and has not heretofore been seen as particularly pathogenic. In 1998, in a European cancer journal, they happened to pick up a number of cases in people who were immunologically depressed. Now, at that point, where does it go? It goes right into the intestines, and it begins multiplying, and they just don't have the immune system to stop it. People are always asking if it's infectious, and the answer is yes, it is infectious. It's not easy to transmit, but it definitely is transmitted frequently from mother to child or child to child, and we've seen numerous examples of transmission.
Well, what's really scary about this, and I'll elaborate after the break. We've got a break coming up, and, well, right now, we have a long segment coming up. I've got Dr. Schwartz online, Ken Coles, he's the PR and media director for the foundation, Douglas Buckner, PhD, and Mary Leto, the executive director. And we'll discuss this more after this break, folks. This is something that it sounds too weird, but I've witnessed it with my own eyes. I can imagine how the doctors are reacting to this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune Oxygen Drops and OxyEarth Plant Mineral Capsules with MSN daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Mary and Doug, you guys just jump in here anytime that you want. We didn't script this thing out. We've got a couple of people here on a conference call calling in. This is an immense subject. If there's any area that you wish the listeners to know.
This is Ken Coles. I'd kind of like to ask Mary to share with your listening audience her view and opinion in regards to Lyme disease and our findings.
Well, the symptoms of this disease are very similar to those of chronic Lyme borreliosis, and many of the patients in this group have been diagnosed with Lyme disease. Some successfully treated and some not. We don't, again, because this has not been thoroughly studied by the appropriate health agencies, both at the state and the federal level, don't really know how this relates to Lyme, how this relates to anything. But there are a number of people that have received this diagnosis. We do not know which comes first, the Lyme disease, the Malpighiello. We don't understand which suppresses the immune system or if there are other organisms, pathogens involved. It does appear to be a complex infectious disease, but that it is just that, an infectious disease. When I originally started looking at this, I looked at it strictly as a skin disease, but as I got to know the adults, I realized they were profoundly ill as a group. A lot of, like you said, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, brain fog, a lot of psychiatric disorder through no fault of their own. And we don't know enough because it hasn't been studied.
Well, and then the question I have here, Dr. Schwartz, you mentioned this before, that stressful situations that can affect the body's immune condition or the ability to fight off infectious diseases. Is this a bacteriological pathogen?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's absolutely. What happens is, and what it means is that it used to be just for those who are immunologically impaired due to perhaps cancer, chemotherapy, but it's without question, it has now crossed over into the population at large, who some are just sensitive to the organism. Now, I think Mary is 100% right. I mean, it needs study because it is an incredibly complex epidemic we're witnessing. It has been reported in every single state. And while it will respond to antibiotics, just what is the best antibiotic in each case, it appears to be an organism which shifts its identity so it's sensitive to one antibiotic in most cases, but not all the time. And it needs, you know, real study because the organism produces threads. We've never had an organism like this as a pathogen. It produces these bizarre black, blue, white, occasionally red threads which come out. Now, I've since discovered that it doesn't have to come out through a lesion. If the organism enters a sweat gland, it'll actually push these threads out in a place which appears not to have a lesion. In other words, just into the skin directly, into the outside world.
So
without an apparent break in the skin.
Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be lesions. I mean, somebody can be looking perfectly normal with healthy-looking skin, and their body could be rife with this.
Yes, and it literally causes a neurologic effect. This organism with its flagella goes everywhere, and that's why the treatment is hard, because it's one of the organisms which creates a biofilm, meaning that it actually creates a nest within the person. And which is part of the threads, which is an attempt to anchor it and create this biofilm.
Well, I've shocked a lot of people, Doctor, by saying that, you know, we're a nation of people that like to keep ourselves clean, and we like to look clean, and we like to be well manicured and coiffured, and we like to smell good too. And deodorant, people pile on aluminum derivatives of whatever under their underarms with an attempt to stop underarm odor. And what I've reminded people, and it's so simple and basic, that what you're smelling is bacteriological flagellants. You're smelling the bacteria and what they're leaving behind.
That's right. Now, this particular bacteria, which I've now cultured numerous times, is, as I said, it's unusual. Now, I got a call from the CDC. In all truth, they have begun to study this. But their direction was a little bit different. They wanted to know whether I thought that there was a possibility of it being a germ warfare. Now, I looked at it and I said, you know, nobody can rule that out for sure. It comes in the water. It diffuses among the population, causes tremendous disability.
That's fine.
And, I mean, you can't rule it out, although, you know, you don't see anybody, you know, dumping it into the water supply. But there is no question that it is coming through the water, through imported waters. And it causes growth within the people, and it's not, as Mary said, she's so right, it is not a skin disease. It is a systemic disease with diverse symptoms. As a matter of fact, it goes into the muscles, causes enormous muscle pain.
Now,
incidentally, a number of cases of so-called fibromyalgia have virtually disappeared with this treatment.
And a lot of this is being misdiagnosed.
Oh, yeah, well, the doctors are doing the best they can, but they're just not aware of this.
That is the rub. And I wanted to remind Mary Leto that on our website, rbnlive.com, at the bottom of it, we have the button for the Morgellons Research Foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what we're talking about, click on that button. It'll take you to a page, and then we'll do the link to, and it's up there right now, for the Research Foundation website.
Yes, they may also go onto the healingresearch.org, which is my website, which also has some information about Morgellons disease, among other things.
I have a question. Mary, does your son drink bottled water? And Dr. Buckner, are you a bottled water drinker?
Okay.
My son has never had bottled water, to my knowledge, and that I would think if this organism is involved, that there would possibly be other sources of this organism in other types of water.
Oh, absolutely, Mary. I mean, that's absolutely true. It's found in diverse water supplies, literally some community water supplies. The reason why I identified it as coming from the bottled water particularly is because my patient was using the bottled water to wash herself. And then when I put, you know, on the Google search, you know, I just put the organism, Stenotrophomonas multifilia, and bottled water, and it came up with three articles studying the bottled water and demonstrating the presence of the organism. But in fact, with a child, there are many other sources of water. In fact, it is an environmental organism which has not been heretofore thought of as particularly pathogenic. Now it has clearly become pathogenic.
How, in best guesstimates, and I know that the data is out there hither and yon and has not been collected and categorized, and we haven't been able to count numbers yet, but do any of you have a general idea how many people right now are being affected? And we're talking about four primary areas and only a couple of states, California and Texas. What any numbers here?
Yeah, Mary might have a...
No, I was just going to say, our registrants are almost 1,800, but we realize that that's a tiny fraction, I'm sure, of the actual numbers of people affected. These are just people with computers that know how to use Google to put the right search terms like fibers or lesions into Google. So we don't know what the true numbers are.
Yeah,
but you're right, California, Texas, and Florida.
We estimated in our research
and using the media or working with the media is to get the word out so that people become aware that they are not alone in what they may be feeling.
I don't know whose phone that is, but kill it.
It is now dead.
Okay.
My phone. We've done an estimate at Healing Research Institute. We've had a core group to examine exactly this question. And based upon our known incidence of it, the fact it's gone in 50 states, and the fact that, you know, we're dealing with computer use and we're dealing with the fact that I, being a fairly alert physician, was completely unaware of it, we've estimated its incidence at least 100 times the number of registrants in Mary's site.
Now, I want to ask the question, is this visible to the naked eye? And if the bacteriological pathogen here is not, how big micron size is this thing?
The pathogen needs a microscope to see. And there's a question as to whether it will be filtered out by some of these water filters, and we haven't really experimented with it. But it's about twice the size of a streptococcus, if anyone knows that. The threads are completely visible. It produces these threads, and they are visible to the eye. The black specks are completely visible. They're not alive. They're the product of the organism.
Right. And it said in the research foundation, the fuzz balls, or what's left behind by these little creatures, is about 150 plus microns wide. So that's plainly visible.
It's plainly visible, and Mary has done enormous things with allowing people to know about it. Now we need to get people to study it because this is an enormously disabling condition, which also has been lethal, not only because of the suicides of the very depressed people, but we have had now three cases reported to me of people in intensive care units who have not yet died, but who have had severe problems when the organism and the lesions enter the neck area.
Well, and I think you've had, Dr. Schwartz, I think you've had a consultation with some of the doctors that are taking care of, and I won't use her last name, but her name is Meg.
Yes, we've had a consultation about numerous patients, and I and my colleagues have attempted to allow their knowledge of this disease because, you know, a normal doctor sees the threads and just is literally confused and puzzled. I've referred them to Mary's Morgellon site, and I've mentioned to them, you know, that we found the bacteriologic diagnosis. And upon that, I'm amazed. I mean, there is no resistance whatsoever. They just said, you know, how can we treat this? And they're so glad to have the information. What we need now is literally a sponsored governmental task force. And I say governmental because we need that sort of money to look into what the nature of this disease is and why it's spreading so rapidly.
Yeah, why it's showing up in the water. And this is...
And could it be germ warfare, literally?
Yeah. Well, could it be a biologically engineered disease? I mean, could this have been cultured in a lab someplace? Could they... Stuck a couple of different things together in a soup and whipped this thing up. That's a possibility.
Well, why it's so resistant, that's the other issue. Because it has always been a resistant bacteria, but now it appears to be even more resistant, but it seems to overpower the person's immune system.
Well, and also something else about this, that there has been treatments. This one patient that I refer to, they've got her on three or four different antibiotics. And some of the research heretofore is showing that this is these new super antibiotics that they're using on people will actually spread and enable this disease to go throughout the body.
Oh, you are so right. The imipenems, I always have trouble with that. They will, in fact, allow the spread of the organ. You are right on target. Some of the newer antibiotics are counterproductive.
And
they're associated with the spread of this organism.
And this is fascinating to me. This kind of segues into this. I saw an episode. It was a TV show, and they were talking about bottled water. It was highly informative because bottled water, people think in this country, I mean, we spend literally billions of dollars. I think the current number is $4 billion a year on bottled water in this country alone. And people are thinking because it's bottled, it's got some sort of regulation on it, that in fact that this is safe, clean drinking stuff. Now, what's really scary about these things, it has to show its purity, its source. Of course, you see the governmental label on it. How many carbohydrates and sugars and fats does it have? And I found that particularly funny. But here's the scary thing about this. This is the bottled water in this country is regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, and they have, as described, less than one person working on this. And I asked the question, well, what's less than one person? Well, in the Food and Drug Administration, they're not devoted solely to the purity and the content of bottled water. We got people spending $4 billion on bottled water in this country, and there is no guarantee that what you're drinking out of that bottle is even safe.
Well, there's certainly litigation issues, and that's what you're alluding to in some way. Because if you're getting a disease from water, which they've known about for at least 10 years, or at least 8 years, as being a pathogen, and yet they've done nothing about it, it raises a whole series of litigation issues.
Well, I referred to this 1935 article, which is on the Morgellons.org website. This was by a guy by the name of Kellett, M.D., and this was in England, and this is 1935, that evidently they were talking about this. Now, if this was the case, well, then we can just about rule out that this is a biologically engineered disease.
That's not necessarily true. You see, the way it is that even like AIDS, the AIDS virus, it was around, there were forms of virus causing the same sort of syndrome in the 30s and 40s and 50s. The AIDS virus was a particular, virus, but what I'm saying is there were other immunosuppressant viruses which you had isolated in intermittent case reports. It doesn't necessarily mean that the current change has not been bioengineered. Now, I'm not alluding to the fact that it is, but there's been some change which we have to study. And Mary's research, when you have a research foundation like Mary's, and she's put enormous effort, but nobody's on the payroll, nobody's getting the sort of money to require the full-time dedication you need to find out why this organism has now suddenly become a pathogen, or a serious pathogen. It was a pathogen in the past with an isolated cases here and there.
Right, and why in certain cluster areas that we are finding enormous numbers of people reporting in Texas, especially in California, in the Los Angeles area, it's very bad, in the San Francisco area as well.
Well, we need to test the waters in all of these places.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm looking at this, and Los Angeles and San Francisco don't share the climatic conditions that Houston or Dallas or Austin would have. It doesn't seem to have the high heat. I think I heard this before, the coldest summer I ever spent, or coldest winter I ever spent, was the summer I spent in San Francisco. So as I look at this, it may or may not have anything to do with the cluster density as far as conditions go. Of course, again, I'm not an expert, but just taking a look at this, San Francisco doesn't share a whole lot with Austin, Texas here.
Right.
There may be some environmental issues that they have in common other than just climate.
Now,
these environmental issues being some things that may lower the immune system, which
right.
would allow this an opportunity to jump on them.
Yeah, and we mentioned Lyme disease.
The AIDS population might have something to do with that.
Well, and it's not easily transmitted, but is this kind of, could it be sort of like an AIDS transmission that through fluid exchange or whatever the case may be?
Yes, that's how it's transmitted.
Okay, so
I
could understand then San Francisco.
Well, in San Francisco, what I mean by the AIDS, there are a whole lot of other diseases which are now repositories there simply because there's a large number of people in immunologic deficiency.
Right. Okay, let's hold that. Dr. Ken Schwartz, Ken Coles, Mary Lightoad, Executive Director, and Dr. Douglas Buckner, Associate Director. We will return right after this, folks. I hate doing shows like this. It's good to let the public know, but it's scaring me. How about you?
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 15 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
To wrap up here with the good doctors Mary and Ken Coles, I would urge.
This is really pretty.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Dr. Schwartz.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard somebody say this is very pretty. And I'm going.
She did. Colleen said it was very pretty.
But my first thought was no, they can't see me. This is radio.
Right.
Look, this is an immense subject, and I would urge folks that listen to this program, they're some of the best connected people on the planet at the best of getting information around. I would suggest, and we're going to post this on the archives as soon as we possibly can, and keep in mind that there is a Morgellons Research Foundation button on the front page of the website, and that will take you directly to Morgellons.org and also Dr. Schwartz and HealingResearch.com.
.org.
.org.
HealingResearch.org. The people go crazy if I do the .com. It's
okay.
A .org.
All right, .org. HealingResearch.org. Now, we just have a couple minutes left in this segment, and I want to stay in contact with you folks, and I want to make sure that as soon as we get a break on this, that somebody either within the CDC actually takes a look at it, or we find some money someplace for the Morgellons Research Foundation. But this seems to be something that is not going away, and what everybody, I'm sure the question that everybody has on their minds right now, that's why I asked the question, how many people are infected, how do they get infected, and what's the potentiality for this disease to turn into an epidemic?
It is an epidemic.
Mary, you're going
yes,
to...
I did want to say what I feel is the most important symptom of this disease is the effect on the brain of the people that have this. They're either cognitively impaired, so they can't concentrate, they can't think, or there's a lot of depression and mood disorders. But I have a list of 47 children who have this disease. 30 of them have severe psychiatric illness, to include ADHD, oppositional defiance disorder, mood disorders, or autism. Of that 47, of the group of 47 children, there are 5 autistic children, and one is being screened for Fragile X right now, which is an autistic disorder. So I really think this needs to be looked at very seriously by the health departments. We don't know what type of psychiatric illness children with this disease might be experiencing.
Now,
John, it is an epidemic.
It is.
Oh, but of course. I mean, if you take something which heretofore was, you know, one case in a blue moon, and suddenly Mary is picking up, you know, close to 2,000 cases, and we've estimated that for every case that she picks up, there are 100 out there that are unreported. I mean, we're dealing with an enormous, rapidly growing epidemic.
Well, the best thing that our listeners have done for us in the past, and they have downloaded information and taken it to their physicians, even though they may not be displaying any of these symptoms, that they care that the doctor stays abreast. I'll tell you, gentlemen, I would not want to be a doctor in today's world. I mean, you remember the old joke, walk into the doctor's office and, doctor, this hurts when I do this. Well, stop doing that. Well, I mean, and here's a case that it can be very easily misdiagnosed and up until the point where the person's delusional and just out of their minds. I mean, that when we have an actual physical problem with people and we got an identifiable disease, but yet the doctors don't identify it, that's where the problem comes in. All right. I appreciate your time, Mary Lito, Executive Director of Morgellons Research Foundation. Dr. Buckner, I appreciate your time. You're the Associate Director. Dr. Ken Schwartz, I appreciate your time. And Ken, your job's immense. You've got to get the word out there. And we will stay in touch with you on this issue to chart and track your progress. And I thank all of you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, coming up next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're not done with this subject. I've got Ginger Savely. She's a nurse practitioner in Austin, Texas. She's treating 30 Morgellons patients as we speak right now. She'll be joining us next hour, along with calls from the listeners out there that know about this disease. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
and bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.